Well, they have this lovely piano.
I should say also, the fine folks at Radio Margaritaville have asked us to record this show to broadcast out there in February, and we're going to do that. So if you guys feel like singing on the radio, John. What you just witnessed from there to here was the entire choreographed portion of my show. I'm explaining that to the radio folks, you know. That's... My mom was a fine gospel piano player, and she forced me into piano lessons against my will as a young man. And she liked to see some dollar value coming back for those lessons. And she always said she thought if I played something on the piano, it added a cultural content to my presentation, which is lacking otherwise. And she was generally right. So we're going to cover some bases and play this one. Actually, I don't know if it's just because we're on the radio or what, but it's partly because I got the spirit of Jimmy running around with me here. But I kind of, all these shows this week, I've wanted to do something early in the set that I don't really know what I'm doing. Just for the concept of not knowing what you're doing, you get an applause. That's what I like about Jimmy Buffett fans. That's, I think the same thing. Yeah. So the other day, while we were waiting on the ride to the airport in Nashville, for the first time ever, I played a medley of two songs that I just sort of know that I love both of them. I didn't write either one of them, but we're going to try that. We just worked that up in the last day or so, and then we did it differently last night with mixed success. But there's something about the fact that you're probably about to fall on your ass that's kind of exhilarating. Anyway, these are two songs that I really love, and hopefully you'll recognize at least one of them.